This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet, the satellite. Now a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, Felix and the gang, our mail bulk center haulers hauling the mail to the post offices so we get our mail today. And not to forget about Thomas, the suicide jockeys and his pals out there hauling gasoline, diesel, and who knows, probably even some jet fuel to keep the airplanes and everybody else moving along. Now, don't forget, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captains America. That's all one word. Captains America. That's an S between Captain and America because there's an S in there with us. There you go. And the Captains America ThirdWatch.com website. Check it out too. The Captains America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, over to the phone line we go, and at an undisclosed location, hiding from all those around, but he's hiding in plain sight. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain, how you doing?
You can hide in plain sight, you know.
That's very true, yes.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to go right to the phone line. We've got a caller in there. It's Iron Mike. So, Mr. Iron Mike, what's going on?
Well, I wouldn't mind the professor's view on this, but I think that loan forgiveness was a great tactical move. First of all, it ain't going to go fly, but it's going to fly as long it won't be fixed before the election. And these young kids that don't know any better are going to vote for a Democrat.
Nobody's going to get a dime.
Nope.
Not a dime.
Nope, and you showed that with your repetition of Nancy Pelosi's
statements.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the other thing is, I've been a financial supporter as good as I could do for John James of Michigan. He got screwed big time out of the Senate election, and had that been honest, we would have the majority in the Senate, and none of this crap would happen. Anyway, the John James has a Bachelor of Science degree from West Point. Mm-hmm. He has a master's degree from Penn State in logistics, and he has a master's degree in business administration from Michigan, University of Michigan. He was a captain mm-hmm. of helicopter gunship squad in both wars, the Afghan and the Iraq War. Mm-hmm. And then his father, who owned a warehousing trucking company, asked him to come home because he was getting old and he wanted to retire. Well, he retired from the military and he came to Detroit and he multiplied that company by 7 times. By the way, the man is black. And there's not one, in my estimation, there's not one person running for Democrat or Republican that's got his pedigree. That mm-hmm. man is really an achiever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to win this one. He's running for Congress. But the thing is that he paid taxes in Wayne County. He employed a lot of people in Wayne County, and they screwed him. That's how ruthless the Republicans are.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's called the establishment.
No, I'm sorry. That's how ruthless the Democrats are.
Yeah, but that's called the establishment. Didn't want him in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Well, because he has promise. And anybody in the Republican Party that has promise will get the most opposite.
All righty. Thanks for the call there, Iron Mike. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye.
All righty, Iron Mike. And what do you think there, Kyle?
No, I appreciate what Iron Mike was talking about, and he's exactly right. You know, this whole thing with the loan forgiveness program, well, that can be challenged, and it will be challenged, obviously, and it is being challenged, but it's going to take time, and we're going to get past the midterms, but yet people will say, hey, I'm getting loan forgiveness.
Kyle, say good morning to George, the Godfather. He's chiming in, saying good morning to both of us.
Hey, good morning, George the Godfather. All right.
Yep. Always nice to have the Godfather on your side. All right. Hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood on a Friday. And some guy here at the end of this here microphone is going to take us on this break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, and listening in. This portion of the program, a conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a product that I've been taking for going on 8+ years. I take it for one simple reason. It works for the problems I've got. Now, I will tell you, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, maybe your wrist hurts, maybe you just got muscles and aches from the job that you do, this is something that will help you. It's all natural, no narcotics at all. It starts with a three-week quick start for $19.95. It's been that price for 8 years, not going anywhere, going to stay right there for 8 years, $19.95, and a three-week quick start. Want to check it out? Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and give it a try. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line. We're going to go right to them. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Atlanta. My name is Todd.
How are you, sir?
Oh, just fine. It's fine. Good morning. And I enjoyed your conversation about Joe Biden's latest political ploy to buy votes with taxpayer money.
See, why do you think that people aren't saying that? I mean, Nancy Pelosi said that a year ago.
Well, you know, these are people who think they're more than two genders, you know, so you remember who you're dealing with.
Okay.
And, you know, and why should we be surprised at this? This is a guy who used taxpayer money and extorted the Ukrainian government
yes.
to stop the investigation into his, you know, crack addicted son.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, he's going to stick us with the bill for these loans, just like he's sticking us for the bill for 5 million illegal aliens.
Yeah, now you're in Georgia, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Stacey Abrams, you going to be able to stop her?
I think so. I think so. She is just, she's way out there, her and Raphael. I call him Reverend Warlock.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, they've got Hollywood behind them. They're spending a lot of money, but they're just trying to deny the reality of what people are living. And they're not saying anything about critical race theory. They're not saying anything about women and men's sports. They're not saying anything about pushing transgenderism on kindergartners. Mm-hmm. But you know, because they can't talk about it.
Yeah.
And
we do, and you do, and that's what's good about this show.
Yes, sir, and I'm so proud to hear your show this time in the morning. It gives a lot of people confidence. You and your crew do a great job. You're watchmen on the wall, and God bless you, and I really enjoy the show.
Thank you very much, my friend. You take care up there.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Atlanta, Kyle, any comments?
No, I appreciate the call very much, and something that he was talking about, you know, this idea that they're not the Democrats, that is, are not talking about some specific items that typically they would be pushing. And that's because they do start quieting down about a lot of this very controversial stuff as they approach not just an election, but an election where they're already having a lot of issues, a lot of problems. So don't be fooled out there. This is the message. Do not be fooled by all that, because they will go back to it as soon as they get power again.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, in her own words a year ago when she told how the president could not do anything about the student loan problem. Listen to this.
Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praising President Biden's, quote, historic $300 billion student loan bailout. But just last year, the California lawmaker had a different tune. She was singing a different tune, pointing out that the president doesn't actually have the power to pay off student debt. Watch this.
People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. I don't even like to call it forgiveness, because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven. Just freeing people from those obligations. So that's not even a discussion. Not everybody realizes that. But the president can only postpone, delay, but not forgive.
Now, this, Kyle, no doubt, because of what the Republicans that I know told me, are going to challenge us in court to get a legal definition of what the president can or can't do in this case. First of all, who controls the expenditures in
Congress?
Yeah, but who is it specifically? Which house or which branch? It's the House of Representatives.
Yeah, exactly. The House,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you just heard the Speaker of the House, the person in charge, tell us that Joe Biden couldn't do this. Now, they seem to be wiffle waffling a little bit, and that's what I'm going to call it. Wiffle waffling. There's a new term for you, right, Kyle?
Right. Yes.
All right. They seem to be wiffle waffling with this, because now Joe has stepped in it, and they kind of have to back him up to a certain degree. But I'm telling you, as God is my witness, this is going to get challenged in court, and it's going to get shot down. Joe Biden will not be able to do what he thinks he can do. It'll have to be...
Well, you know,
go ahead.
Oh, no, thank you, Captain. Yeah, you're right. This is going to have to be an act of Congress, and this is very similar to a decision that just came down just several days ago regarding drilling, right, in federal lands and so forth, federal leases. And the judge found that it was only in the purview of Congress, that the president could not simply stop these kinds of things. Congress set it up. Congress has to change it. Same exact situation here, but it'll take time to move through the courts. And that's what they're counting on. They're counting on this fantasy land of loan forgiveness to carry them, at least to help them through the midterms.
Yes. And folks, you can't make this stuff up. They're trying to change the rules as they go along. They've done this over and over and over again, repeatedly, forcing the legal challenges to come from the Republicans, which is a good thing that they're able to do that, because otherwise it'd just be getting rammed right down your throat and there'd be nothing you could do about it. But I believe we've finally reached the point where we reached what we call the breaking point. And that is the meeting I was at the other night when I had the privilege and the honor of being able to speak in front of the Town Hall Patriots, Pinellas, formerly the Community Patriots, and the crowd there was enthusiastic. They were on fire. They were ready to go to work. They were ready to do whatever it took to take our country back. And as I said at the end of my speech, make America great again.
Well, and absolutely. And the way we do that, of course, is by voting. And the Democrats, Captain, are providing so much material for why people shouldn't vote for them, why it's detrimental, why they are looking to do all these crazy things, and especially when it comes to the presidency expanding, at least trying to expand, the power of the chief executive beyond. I mean, because what's to stop them from doing the president from doing something else later that is only in the purview of Congress? Well, this sets very bad precedents.
Well, I believe that the Democrats know Joe Biden is a losing candidate. And I still think, and I'm wondering how they're going to do it, but somehow or another they're going to shift gears and something's going to happen to Joe, slow Joe, and in will come someone else. Who the someone else is going to be, you could be your governor in California, because did you see what your governor Gavin Newsom did with $100,000 yesterday?
What was that?
Sent it to Charlie Crist in Florida.
Why am I not surprised by that?
He sent it to Charlie Crist in Florida to use against Ron DeSantis.
Well, and that just shows you how on edge the Democrats truly are. They are scared about this, and they truly believe that Ron DeSantis has to be defeated in that sense, because they're trying to just try to erase all the great stuff that's been happening in the state of Florida, because it makes California look so bad by comparison.
Well, California is bad by comparison. There's no comparison, and I know you live in California, and I know you're leaving as soon as you can, but the fact of the matter is, there is no comparison whatsoever between California and Florida. We don't want Florida to be Californian. How's that? How's that? All right. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. A redacted version of the affidavit used to secure the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate is set to be unsealed Friday under a judge order. The Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions to the document on Thursday, prompting the judge to agree to unseal the document on Friday by noon. Some documents related to the search warrant have already been released, showing that a number of classified documents had been found at Mar-a-Lago. Under the law, the former President Donald Trump was not supposed to possess any presidential records, which are supposed to be under the control of the National Archives. The affidavit would reveal more of the justification for the search and some of the evidence that the government presented to the judge. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. Nutramedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, a special shout out and a special welcome to our newest affiliate in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, KTLR. AM 890, FM 103.7, and we appreciate all you folks there in the Sooner State getting it done. And Oklahoma City is a great favorite place of mine. Been there a number of times and used to love watching a baseball team play there, the minor league baseball team. Alrighty, well, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Of course, MyPillow is Mike Lindell and Company, as you well know, Mike Lindell and Company. And, of course, Mike Lindell does a bang-up job with MyPillow.com. I can't tell you how many specials are over there, but you can find out by going to MyPillow.com, going into the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're on your way to saving a bunch of money. Boy, oh, boy, I'm telling you, it's literally way too many specials to even try to mention, and I'm not even going to try to pick one out. But he's got all kinds of savings going on in there. Plus, with your purchase, you get a free book from Mike Lindell, a free book. And that's worth $25 anyway. Now, don't forget, you can also call him up at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple. Promo code CAPTAIN. Go over there, save yourself a bunch of money. And oh, by the way, check out mystore.com too while you're over there. Okay. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics first, and then we got a whole bunch of people on the telephone line here. Okay, Mr. Kyle, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, we're going to start with the first caller up here. And good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Anthony from Tampa.
Hi, Anthony.
Let's first of all keep the heat up on Dr. Falkenstein for crimes against humanity.
Yep.
Before he makes a rapid escape to a South American country like some of the cowardly Third Reich, like Eichmann and Mengele did to Brazil or Argentina.
Yep.
Let's turn up the heat on a criminal mind fiend. And let's make no mistake that the media is aligned with the Democrats, because since 2016, when Trump trounced on their princess, the old hag, Hillary Clinton, they've been pretty much all up in arms against Trump and the Republicans.
Right.
Let's make no mistake, the media is aligned with the left, and they'll lie. Even when they've been called out as being biased, and the report is that a majority of the citizens consider the media the bias, they'll continue the route of lying and deceiving the public as long as the public succumbs to their lies. Let's wake up. Let's disconnect ourselves from the lying CNN, NPR, and even Fox News. Even I'm talking about those here in Tampa, which are on the clock, deceiving and just festering against our side.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wake up, America. Let's wake up, conservatives. Wake up, Christians. Thank you, Captain.
Thank
you, Clyde. Professor.
Thank you, Anthony. And Anthony makes a lot of sense here, doesn't he?
Well, he sure does. And a lot of times, too, Captain, you know, the reality doesn't line up sometimes with people or with what people are hearing on the news, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's why you talk with your friends and compare and see what's going on.
Okay, well, we got another caller, and I think this is one of our favorite callers from Denver. We'll find out in a minute. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron from Denver, Colorado.
There you go.
Yeah, well, anyway, just thinking about the audio that you just played of the dark side broken down dumb donkey.
That was the boss. That was Nancy.
Yeah, that moron. But the thing is, she's absolutely right, because we have a thing in this country, the founders set it up, you have separation of powers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they understood, one, human nature, when you have absolute power, you want to be king. And the founders of this country didn't want a king ruling this country. So what Joe Biden has done with these so-called forgiveness, I have sprinkled fairy dust, and I will get rid of all your student loan debts. It's unconstitutional.
He can't do it.
Of course he can't do it. I mean, the dark side, broken down, dumb donkey of a speaker just said it. He can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the power is in the Congress holds the purse. Congress is always, even though the purse currently has a bunch of holes in it and a lot of IOUs, because this country is near bankrupt already. But the power of the purse is Congress, not the executive branch. So, and one more thing, Carl, I'd like to hear your comment about California supposedly going all electric cars. You know, you got to have an electric car in California. If not, get the hell out of here. Anyway, Cap, Carl, have a good night. Have a good morning. Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, that's Aaron. And by the way, I understand the deal with the electric cars in California right now only pertains to about 12% of the vehicles. Is that right?
Well, I think 12% of the vehicles sold, I think, are electric vehicles. But, yes, this is another one of those virtue signaling sorts of things where, look, by 2035, we're going to ban the sale of the internal combustion engine in California. The reason they're doing this is because they believe, of course, that California can help set the standard for the rest of the country, because the way that the auto manufacturers look at the California market and sort of set their sights for the rest of the nation based on that. But, Captain, as far as we know, there's no massive program underway to build more power plants,
to get more electricity, to generate it, to make sure that everybody can have their electric car. It's a pipe dream, but they're saying it now so that they can look like they're on the, you know, the forefront, the cutting edge of all new technology.
But I did hear there was a rush on roller skates in California right now.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just everybody will have.
There's going to be a lot of rollerblading on the way to work.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, in some cases, and maybe you could just ride a horse to work.
And wherever those places, well, you got a lot of places where they live up on those hills, right? They'll just get on the rollerblades and down the hill they come.
That's right. Or skateboard or something, but it's impractical. And they tried this notion of the mandate before, and I don't think it got traction, but now they're trying to push it through.
Well, we just heard from old Fred in Sarasota, sent me an email. He says, hey, fellas, I don't know if you believe in jinxing, and I would hate to jinx it, but do you realize that there's no warnings about the tropical wave or multi-wave that's zipping in and out of Africa headed towards us? Well, the reason being is because, number one, the first one that's not necessarily going to affect us is not necessarily going to be much of a storm. It's going to be a rain producer if it even comes our way. The second one is out way too far. Too many things can go on. But we know they're there, and we'll talk about it during the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. How's that?
You're exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Now, electric cars, okay, he brings up a point there. Where are they going to charge all these things? Again, you can't plug in all your electric cars, your electric razor, and your microwave. You can't turn all that stuff on at the same time. If you do, guess what's going to happen?
Well, the grid's going to go down.
Sure.
And it often does. There are the blackouts and brownouts, rolling blackouts when it's so hot. And it's been a fairly mild summer, comparatively speaking, so we haven't really seen that as much. But, Captain, I mean, the grid just can't take everybody getting an electric car and constantly charging them, as far as we can tell. And there's just nothing on the horizon that would give you confidence in that.
And, yeah, I get that. But, unfortunately, what's that leave us with?
It's, again, I think another political ploy to make you think that somehow this is all moving towards the future, you know, I'm going to keep voting Democrat because they understand the climate change and they understand the environment. Well, it's going to get really dicey when people can't go to their job or there's not enough electricity to run things like air conditioners and so forth. And people will be told, make do with less. You know, that you're simply not going to get, you know, it's not going to get any better, so learn to live with it, kind of like the high gas prices.
And aren't they having, did you say blackouts or brownouts up by you? Aren't they doing that?
Well, they do when we have really, really hot weather in Southern California, but it's been comparatively mild. But it's the norm of the day when we get into the really hot parts of summer, and it just starts happening. So again, that just simply shows you that the grid's not, it's not getting enough power to do what they think that they're calling upon it to do.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We'll do the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And yes, Fred, I will talk about where those tropical systems are. They're not really necessarily going to be a problem for us, thank God. And one of them looks like it's not even going to develop because it's got 4 days to do what it's going to do, and it doesn't look like it's going to do it. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version
of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
a little bit of Aerosmith. Walk This Way, Kyle. What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's a classic Aerosmith.
Were you walking this way?
I was walking this way and that way. Yeah.
I was walking all over the chair here, but it is what it is. All right, well, it's your turn. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We were looking at that flash flood warning that was happening in the Death Valley area of California last hour. That warning seems to have dropped off, but we still have lots of rain in that area, and right now it's just going to be across the border as well, just west of Pahrump, Nevada, and it's going to stretch down a little bit south over on the California side. So be careful out there, because obviously that heavy rain can do a lot of damage, like it did just a couple weeks ago, where it stranded a lot of cars in mud flow, basically. The rain we were looking at last hour as well, that was in the area of Baker, California, as you head up Interstate 15 towards Las Vegas, that's now moved south of there. So it's pretty much in between the Interstate 15 and Interstate 40. So it's not affecting the roadway at this point. So that's good news. Also, we've got rain that's now south of Mesquite, and that is now in northern Arizona there. We still have rain coming across Interstate 15 near Beaver, Utah, and then on up the road near Nephi as well. So we've got that going on. And then, of course, we still continue with the heat advisory. This is this is some good news. Looks like that heat advisory for Seattle has now dropped off. So hopefully that cooling trend is really on the way. So we keep our fingers crossed on that for our friends in Seattle, and be careful out there.
Yes, sir. KITZ Seattle. Hope you guys are doing well out there tonight. Now, we're going to go over to South Dakota to begin with. We've got a little area south of Fargo where we've got some flooding going on to the west of Interstate 29. There are some low areas in there, so I imagine some of those potato fields in there might have some standing water in them. That might be what I'm looking at here right now on the map. But dropping all the way back down to Texas, the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, you've got a stagnant air pod that's just like right on top of that area. So people with air quality problems, breathing quality, are probably going to want to be careful, maybe spend a little bit more time inside. Again, we've got some coastal fog tonight, starting with Houston, going down to Galveston, and then it hopscotches all the way down to Brownsville, right along the water. So be advised of that. We've also got some coastal fog and some unsettled weather conditions from about Lafayette, Louisiana, all the way across to Gulfport, Mississippi. We do have some areas that are currently flooded from all the rain they've had in the not-too-recent past. And up in Mississippi, when you're going up 55, once you get north of the Louisiana state line and get up on 55 headed towards Jackson, there's a number of areas tonight in Mississippi where we've got flooding going on both sides of the interstate, west side of Mississippi, east side of Mississippi. Now, we've got something kind of ironic going on here right now, Kyle. I don't believe I've seen like one whole road in a while that from one side of the state to the other is under a dense fog advisory. Well, guess what? Georgia's the place, Alabama's the place. It's headed to Georgia, too, this big bank of fog. And it's right along I-20 and a little bit south of I-20, north of Montgomery, down that far, if you will. And it's something to see here, one whole big bank of fog. Also, going up into Wisconsin, we've got an area of fog up there, north of Madison, going towards the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we have some unsettled weather conditions up in there, too, so be careful driving that away. And, of course, we've got fog on the East Coast tonight, too, Chesapeake Bay, normal places where we have it, up along the Jersey Coast and up around Long Island. So that's what we got. That's what we're looking at. Kyle, tell us about your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how about the Flying J? What do they do for us?
Well, you can go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more about the good people at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers and how you can save 10 cents a gallon between now and October 31st just by becoming a member of the My Rewards Plus program.
Yay! And I'm,
exactly.
Yep. And I'm going to be one of these times in the not too distant future, stopping by the Flying J over on I-4. I'll let you know when that happens, because I'll be going to a gun show over that away. So there you go, Kyle. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Sounds good, Captain.
Yep, on the weekend edition. Okay, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You sound wide awake and ready to go. Jumping jacks, ready to begin. Okay, how about our new affiliate, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma?
All right. Hello, Oklahoma City.
KTLR 890 AM, FM 103.7. And they are definitely the community talker there in Oklahoma City, as well as in Edmond and in Lawton and in Enid, Oklahoma. So we're right there in the sports towns, too.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to get an Oklahoma, you're going to have to get an Oklahoma jersey now.
Well, I used to live in Oklahoma.
I know. That's why I said that. See? Get one of them big Oklahoma Sooners hats or something. Well, I'm going to tease what we're going to be doing here. You wrote an article about the Amish folks, and I am aware of what is going on there, what they're trying to do, at least to one of the big Amish dairy and meat purveyors that's over there. I assume it's the same person, because I found a story to see if it matched yours, and we'll compare notes here when we come back. But the other thing is today, apparently, the judge magistrate is going to release, as is ordered, the DOJ, rather, to release the redacted part of the search warrant. So maybe we'll get to see something.
Yeah, you might be able to see the date. You might be able to see a period. And the word and in the.
Okay, you think they're going to butcher it that much?
Yeah, I do.
All right, because they're really afraid of something here. They're really afraid of something. And what the something is, I don't know. I can speculate all day long, but I'd be wrong doing it. What do you think?
I think they're going to have a lot of redactions. I don't think that... is what was in the affidavit or what wasn't in the affidavit when it was presented to the judge. Meaning, did the affidavit have all of the pretext material in it to the judge to get the warrant? In other words, was there something left out about the cooperation, about the fact that the FBI and the archives had already been to Mar-a-Lago in June? They could have picked up anything that they wanted. Yeah, look to see if the whole truth is there. But I don't think that we're going to know that, because it's going to be redacted.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought. Get ready to come back with more. On the Captain's America Third Watch, and Denise Simon, too. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a Friday morning, and that means the weekend is upon us. And we'll see where all that takes us. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with more.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.